In 1942, Canadian Gordon King was flying over German-occupied territory when he was shot down. As a prisoner of war, he would be part of a complex and daring escape attempt, one that would be memorialized in the 1963 film The Great Escape. POWs dug three tunnels named Tom, Dick, and Harry 30 feet under their bunkers. King was set to be the 141st man to make the journey out, but the plan was discovered before he got his chance. Dozens of POWs were killed when the Germans found out, but King survived. He moved back to Canada, to Edmonton, and built a family of champion curlers. And now, at 99 years of age, he's being recognized for his dedication to his community and his country. A portion of the southwest Edmonton neighborhood, Keswick, will be named in his honor, including a pond. Kathy King is Gordon's daughter. She joins us now on the line. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
So will your dad be attending the naming ceremony on Saturday?
He will be. I'm going to pick him up and take him over there and enjoy the ceremony that they're going to do for him. It's going to be lots of fun, and lots of friends are going to come and enjoy it too.
So how's he doing these days?
You know, he's doing okay for 99 years old. Like, it's pretty amazing, I think.
Now, your dad was part of this effort to build this tunnel. I imagine they didn't have access to shovels, so how did they dig it?
Oh, you know, it's quite amazing. Never watched the movie or seen any of the paraphernalia on how they've done this. It's pretty amazing. They were very inventive in some of the stuff they had to do. They had spoons, and besides their hands, any kind of tools they could make, they were using that. And they had they made trolleys to go in the tunnels to get back and forth to one end to the other. They had candles that they made from, I think it was from their clem tins. They called them clem because it's the opposite of milk. Milk tins.
Yeah.
And they, what other kind of things did they use? It was all kinds of things. It was just amazing what they did. They had, as my dad said, they had all kinds of people in this camp that were engineers and electricians and, you know, all kinds of people that could help invent these things that they had to use. So it was really helpful.
So what was your dad's role in all this?
He was a couple things. I guess because he was a little on the small side, he was in the tunnel doing the bellows, which was the air.
Right.
They had to try to force down to get to the other end. They had their kit bags were sewn together, as well as these clem tins put together to make a little tunnel of air all the way to the end. And he was down there pumping this thing for hours on end. You know, they'd switch off with several others, of course. And he also was the one that put sand in his pants. He was one of the penguins, they called them. And they'd go out.
They'd
and
shuffle around, right?
Yeah, distribute the sand. And he also was one of the lookout guys. He'd be looking out for the Germans. So they'd have a couple lookout guys, you know, telling mm-hmm. them they're coming kind of thing. So he was doing that too. So lots of, you know, lots of things.
Now, it sounds like they had it all planned out very carefully. It was very ambitious. It was very complicated. But eventually, they did get caught. How did that happen?
Well, I guess when they dug the tunnel, they were actually a little short of where they thought they were. So when they actually came up, it was about, I don't know, 20 yards short of the forest. So it was during winter time, I think March, sometime that they were trying to get out. And so there was obviously like snow on the ground there. And so they decided, instead of waiting for another time, they decided to do it that night anyways. And so I guess one of the Germans who was out walking around during this air raid saw steam coming up out of the tunnel. Because it was, you know, there's snow on the ground and it was cold out and they could see the. So that's how they eventually got caught. It was just they were found out from that, just the air, warm air coming out of a cold tunnel.
Right. So did your dad talk about these stories when you were growing up?
A little bit. Like we kind of used to drag him out to my kids' schools all the time, saying, you know, Dad, you got to come and tell your stories because otherwise they're going to be lost,
right.
You know. So we'd take him out to these Remembrance Day ceremonies for my kids at their schools and would tell a few funny stories that had happened to him. One of them was when he jumped out of the airplane, when he got shot down, he forgot to do his chest buckle up on his parachute, and he came down with his hanging with his between his knees. This buckle had slid down to his, you know, down to where his hips were, and he came down head first and hit a patch of trees and knocked himself unconscious and woke up with this German farmer with a pitchfork over him saying, "The war is over for you."
Well, in some ways, that was lucky for sure. Well, Kathy, thanks for chatting with us this morning. We hope it's a great day for your dad on the weekend.
Yes, thank you.
Kathy King is the daughter of Second World War veteran Gordon King. You'll also recognize her as Canadian and world champion curler.